ECA reveals new board members in recent General Assembly. The European Casino Association, ECA, recently held its General Assembly, during which it announced the appointment of several key figures to its board. The Assembly saw the introduction of new board members, including Holland Casino's CEO, Petra de Ruyter, SBM's Deputy CEO, Albert Manzone, and Simon Thomas from the Hippodrome Casino. These new appointments bring a wealth of experience and fresh perspectives to the ECA's leadership team. Erwin van Lambart will maintain his position as chairman of the ECA, supported by Tiina Siltanen as the senior vice chair and Laurent Lassiaz serving as vice chair. The ECA, acting as a collective voice for the licensed land-based casinos in Europe, represents around 900 casinos and supports over 70,000 employees across 28 countries. Working for the benefit of all European casinos, the organization focuses on critical issues affecting casino operations and strives to be a central resource for operators and decision-makers. Tiina Siltanen, appointed as vice chair in December 2022, brings over two decades of gaming industry experience to her role. Siltanen has contributed significantly to the development of the poker scene in Sweden through Casino Cosmopol and now oversees operations for Veikkaus casinos in Finland. A recent highlight for the ECA was the Reverse Brexit initiative, which saw the return of several UK casinos to the association, marking a significant moment of unity and collaboration within the European gaming community. Board celebrates chairman's success. Before the board's announcement, the ECA also celebrated Chairman Erwin van Lambart's winning of the Executive of the Year award at the Global Gaming Awards 2024. This award recognized his leadership and achievements at Casino Austria and Austrian Lotteries, underscoring his influential role in the industry.